What are some of the summer programs that you have offered?
Youth programs, including kayaking, dance programs, karate programs. We've got yoga for kids. Then we've got adult programs. We've got prenatal yoga. We've got massage programs. We've got women's self-defense coming up, paddling programs for adults as well. We've got triathlon training program. If you want to do the oar to shore, we've got a training program for that.
Rachel, have you been in that women's self-defense program?
I haven't yet. It's a two-time clinic, basically, where you get some good skills, though, with our martial arts instructor.
But you've seen it, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun.
It sounds like it probably is fun.
Probably gets a good response, too, I would imagine.
Yep. And we also need some male volunteers for that, too, if anybody wants to participate.
Volunteers.
Better ask what they need us to do first.
Well, the ladies want to try out their skills.
I had a feeling that'd be the case.
Mike he'd be happy to go in there and be thrown about.
Yeah.
But lots of summer activities, and you mentioned the diabetes prevention programs. This is a big deal across the whole county with what's going on. What are some of the things on your end of the program that are coming up?
Sure. Well, this is kind of an exciting program for us. We've got some good funding to be able to back this program up and implement it in all kinds of different settings across the community, wherever it's needed. Just looking at statistics and how Marquette County is ranked, there's definitely a need for this program. And it's for anybody that's in the pre-diabetic range. There's all kinds of data out there showing that it really helps turn the tide to keep them from moving into the diabetic range by basically losing 7% of their body weight and exercising, making some dietary changes. And so we're excited to help do that.
How does somebody, if they want to particularly get into that end of the program, how do they find out more and how do they get involved into that one?
Give Jenna Zadunik a call at the YMCA, 906-227-9622 would be the best bet. Like I said, this program is brand new. We're going to be rolling it out in June. We're getting trained the end of this month. And it's an entire year-long program. You have 16 sessions where you meet each week, and then it runs a whole year and includes your membership to the YMCA. So,
one of the big things also on the horizon is the triathlon that you've got coming up. And well, tell us a little bit about when, where, and obviously how folks can also get involved.
Well, the triathlon is coming up July 21st, and it starts at 9 a.m. at the Teal Lake side, the Nagani side of Teal Lake on the beach there. And it's a lot of fun. If you haven't done a triathlon before, it's a great one to start with. We've got folks of all ages. We've got a kids triathlon. We've got it by age and then also by team possibility. So if you want to do just the swim portion and you grab a friend that can do the bike and the run for you, you don't have to do the whole thing.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. You're looking at swimming, running, and biking.
Correct.
For a triathlon.
Yep. So there's a quarter mile swim, a 10K bike, and then it ends with a 5K run.
Wow. Quarter mile swim, I think, is probably one of the toughest parts of it. But that's also one of the real popular ones, is the swimming in the Teal Lake with this. But it's an activity, but also an awareness thing for activities and programs going on at the Y as well, isn't it?
Correct. It's a benefit for our Strong Kids community benefit campaign, which all the dollars raised go right back into the community to allow folks to participate at the Y, allow kids to be in swim lessons, all kinds of fun programs. So it's a great, great cause.
Now, when we talk about the west end of the Y's activities, where are you located with that? Because I know a lot of folks know that it's across the county, but where are you with the west end activities?
We're actually right downtown Nagani. We've got a facility out there with wellness center and childcare on site. So, and we do offer youth programs out there as well, the dance programs, karate programs, massage programs.
Is it better to go through the head office in Marquette, or is it to find you, or are there phone numbers and ways to just pop in Nagani?
You can pop in Nagani. I've got an email address, or the phone number out there is 906-475-9666.
475-9666.
Lots of sixes.
All right. That's easy enough to remember. And of course, the website for the Y is?
www.ymcamqt.org. Lots of good info there.
You got a full boat of activities coming up, and you certainly want folks to find out. Are there, like for the deadlines or any, are there deadlines they need to be aware of with the triathlon or with the diabetes programming?
The last day to register for the triathlon is the 20th at the Lakeview Elementary School in Nagani from 4 to 6. So you've got to be signed up by then. And then it's diabetes prevention program. It'll be an ongoing thing. So
check out the website and find out more.
Yep, or give a call.